For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Ron Paul. I'm from the Texas 14th District. I am a physician. I'm also from a very, very conservative Bible Belt district in Texas, and I would like to just address for a moment the politics of what we're talking about here, because I think our positions are rather clear, that the states' rights issue is very clear, and also if one believes in liberty, choices ought to be personal and not designed by bureaucrats or politicians in Washington. I was one that was on the recipient end of an attack because of the position I've held for many, many years, both a political and a medical position. And that is, a few years back, I had a tough race in a primary, and literally probably $1 million was used against me, principally to the effect of accepting this position that we should change our laws regarding drugs and medication. And that failed in the primary, but in the general election, it was thought that this was such a bizarre position to hold. Another $1 million was spent on me, thinking that nobody could possibly be elected to Congress who was so forthright with this position of getting the government out of making these personal choices. That campaign failed as well. Perceptions on the House floor is quite a bit different than the perceptions around the country. If I can take an issue like this in a very, very conservative Bible Belt area and explain myself on why I think most of these laws are bad and not lose politically, I think the people are way ahead of the Congress. And that is why I'm delighted to see that this legislation has been introduced. I'm delighted to see Maurice will bring this up. And I think the more times we bring it up and the more times we vote, the more likely this Congress will start to reflect the views of the people and where they are coming from. But the only problem with this bill is it's so modest. I mean, my position is so different. My position is that people ought to be allowed to make their own choices for almost anything if it doesn't hurt other people. So to me... But this is also a minor part of a war on physicians as well that occurs in the medical arena. I, as a physician, am very upset about what's happening to the pain doctors in this country. If there is a doctor taking care of very sick people and they prescribed more medication for pain than some FDA agent thinks or some politician thinks, I mean, he has a knock on the door. The records are demanded, and many of them have been put out of business. We have also a war on the physicians who are trying to help people in their dying days. And I think it's detestable. It's inhumane.
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.